Turn with me to 1 Corinthians, and we'll look in the 12th chapter. And in the Amplified, now about spiritual gifts, the special endowments of supernatural energy, brethren, I do not want you to be misinformed. And the King James says, concerning I would not have you ignorant. When you were heathen, you were led off after idols that could not speak habitually, impulse directed in whenever occasion might arrive. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking under the power and influence of the Holy Spirit can ever say Jesus is cursed. And no one can really say Jesus is Lord except by and under the power and influence of the Holy Spirit. Now, you want to know where that came from? Jesus is Lord. I'll tell you again. I was in North End of Panhandle, Texas. And I know, well, cowboys and Texas people know what a Hereford bull is. That animal was bred in England. They're the red ones with a white face. From Hereford, England. Well, there was only one man in Texas that would have anything to do with that animal. So it was in Hereford, Texas. I was there. And I've done a 3-week meeting there. I had all of my outlines. And those of you that don't know how I do my outlines, I do the scriptures in red and the other things in blue and so forth. I had my outlines on the foot of the bed there and on my knees. And I was just talking to the Lord out loud. I said, Lord, should I begin this meeting on the new birth, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, prosperity and so forth? I heard it in my spirit. Is there victory in the new birth? I said, yes, sir. Is there victory in the baptism of my spirit? I said, yes, sir. And it just started on all the outlines. He said, every believer has a voice, and it's a voice of victory. So that's where the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine came from. Anyway, so here we have it. Now notice in the 15th verse, if the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I do not belong to the body, would it therefore be in part of the body or the ear? The Spirit of God is presenting the situation that he cannot do anything in this earth without us. Jesus said, ask, and you shall receive. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Seek, and you shall find. But ask in faith. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. It spells ask that way. Thank you, Jesus. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. Take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, where you shall quench all the fiery arrows of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We don't have to wear that armor all the time. All the time. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect or blameless by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain? If it yet be in vain, he therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God. Why, man, he gets in there, doesn't he? Oh, one of these days I'm going to meet him. After I talk to Jesus. Even as Abraham believed God and was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore they that which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel, saying unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are under the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law of faith, the law is not of faith, but the man that does them shall live in it. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. That the blessing... Say it. The blessing that started in the Garden of Eden. God blessed the man and the woman. The blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed and no man disannulled thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, to thy seed, which is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant was confirmed before of God in Christ. The law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it's no more of promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. Therefore, when serves the law, it was added because of transgression till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. And the law then against the promises of God, God forbid. For there had been a law given which would have given life. Verily, righteousness would have been by the law. But the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up under faith, that should afterwards be revealed, where the law was our schoolmaster, being to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster, For we are all children of God of faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither bond nor free, neither male nor female, for you are all in Christ Jesus. And if you be in Christ Jesus, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. For if we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith, in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision. By faith, by what law? But faith which works by love. And when evening was come forth, into the way there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said unto him, Why callest me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, and honor your father and mother. He did not put the first one. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Jesus looked at him, beloved him, and said, One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor. You shall have treasure in heaven. Come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. The money had him. He didn't have to leave. Then Jesus went ahead and answered the question. Now, chapter 11. When they came nigh to Jerusalem unto Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives and sent forth two of his disciples, Go your way to the village over against you. And it'd be a colt tied and so forth. And they that went before him out of said, Hosanna, blessed he that comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of the Father David, and cometh in the name of Hosanna to the highest. Jesus entered into Jerusalem in the temple, and when he had read and so forth. On the morrow, and you just read on, in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. Cross-reference says, Have the faith of God. Brother Hagin said, Have the God kind of faith. Well, it's God's faith. Where else could it come from? He is not the spirit of fear, that's the devil. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. They don't work in the same vessel. And this is where we're going to live 2024. Thank you, Jesus. Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your heavenly Father may forgive you your trespasses. Praise God. Now, all right. And I believe we'll be closing with this one. 2 Corinthians, chapter 5. For we know that if your earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God. I'm going to look at that in here too. house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For thus we groan, earnestly discerning to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so, that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for what we should be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought for us this selfsame thing in God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit, therefore we are always confident, knowing, whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and rather willing to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Everyone receive the things done in his body according to that which is done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, I trust also, are made manifest in your consciences. For we commend ourselves unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that you may have somewhat to answer of them which glory in appearance and not in the heart. Whether we be ourselves unto God or whether we be sober, as for your cause, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then all are dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know him no more. Wherefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Christ Jesus, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, or to know that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, you be reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now, let's come down to that. That's 17th verse in the Amplified. Therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old previous moral and spiritual condition was passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come, but all things are from God, who through Jesus Christ has reconciled us to himself, received us into favor, brought us into harmony with himself, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that by word and deed we might aim to bring others into harmony with him. It was God personally present in Christ, reconciling and restoring word, the world of favor in himself, not counting up and holding against men their trespasses, but canceling them and committing to us the message of reconciliation for the restoration of favor. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God making his appeal, as it were, through us. We as Christ's personal representatives beg you, for his sake, to lay hold of the divine favor now offered you and be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made Christ virtually to be sin, who knew no sin, that in and through him we might become endued with and viewed as being an example of his righteousness of God, which he ought to be approved and acceptable in the right relationship of his goodness. We have been made. He had the authority to do it. I make you the father of many nations.
J. To awaken to God's righteousness is to know who you are in Christ and live in the reality that He has already equipped you with everything you need. Learn more in the Becoming God Inside Minded package, two power-packed resources by Kenneth Copeland, the Force of Righteousness book, and the Faith in the Heart of the Believer CD, also available as digital downloads. Study these teaching materials together, and you'll see how righteousness is a spiritual force that undergirds your faith. They work together. A righteous consciousness expects God's word to be true and plans for success. You were made to be an overcomer. In every country, in every culture, in every generation, find out what God's faith and righteousness in you can do to change the world around you and bring you to a place of total victory. Start receiving everything that God has in store for you. Start living from the inside out. Become God Inside Minded today. God has made a way for you to receive every healthy resource that you'll need in life. Find out more in the Becoming God Inside Minded package, this week's free offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To request yours, go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
We walk by faith when times are good. We walk by faith when times are terrible. No person that lives by faith has to change his or her lifestyle because of the time.
Join us for the Branson Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Seville, April 4th through the 6th. Register at kcm.org/Branson today.
I was coaching football when I got saved. I didn't get saved till my late 20s. I quit my job. I was living in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Moved to here to Fort Worth, and I went to work in the mailroom here at KCM. The lady who was over that, she came to me one day, and she gave me a VHS tape. And she said, you need to watch this. So I go, and I put it in, and I watch it, and it's a sea of people, like unending people. And I'm weeping as I watch it. And I go back to her, and I say, that was awesome, but you know, what does that have to do with me? And she says, that's the only thing I could find that looked anything like what God showed me about your life. And I remember thinking to myself at the time, what is she talking about? I mean, that was somewhere in Africa, obviously. But what it was a Reinhard Bonnke crusade. So then, in 2019, it comes up in my heart, Christ for All Nations, which is the ministry of Reinhard Bonnke that he started. They used to have something called School of Evangelism, and it was a 4 or 5 day event that they held in Orlando at their studios. And it was just kind of an immersion. And I was praying one morning, and that just came up in my spirit. You need to go to that. At this point, actually, I don't even remember this video that I had seen years before. And they have these big, huge pictures on the walls of just massive crowds of people like you've never seen. It's a And it was actually seeing those pictures that caused me to, this is that video. This is the woman. This is Reinhard Bonnke. And I'm kind of, this is Reinhard Bonnke. This place that I'm in right now, this is what she was talking about. I am in the right place. Praise God. And so that started a relationship with CFAN. And then I went through a program they call Boot Camp about 6 months after that. And, so in the past 3 years, after being trained by them and then going out on our own, you know, we had seen 20,000 people get saved. Now we've seen, in the past 3 years, 662,941 people saved, counted people. And, you know, now that's exactly what we do 20 years later. And so that vision was kind of implanted in me then, even though I had no idea what it was. He gives you this big vision.
Yeah.
But then you don't have any idea of how to get there. And something that he has impressed upon me so much is that in order for me to accomplish the big vision, I need to complete the little vision he gives me every day. And that is hearing his voice and doing this thing that he has told me to do. Go serve here. Go do this. Go give this to them. You know, one thing leading to another, obeying, learning to trust the voice of God. You know, when God gives me a vision of something, That's my word from God to stand on. That's what I need to remember, that vision, in order to have faith to walk it out. And, you know, he will give you that vision that is 1,000 steps away or more. and then he'll tell you the first one to do. But if I don't take this first step, I'm never finding out about the second or the third, much less the 1,000th. I'm just doing what I've learned from Brother Copeland or Brother Moore, and they've kind of blazed the trail for us that we can follow after that. And, you know, a big area, obviously, is finances. It costs a lot of money to do these things. But being connected with the Copelands by sowing our seed into them, I know I'm sowing into good ground and that my harvest is going to be quick and abundant.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. This week, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to sow two faith-filled resources into your life. Just ask for the God Inside-Minded package, and we'll send them to you for free. What does it mean to be God Inside-Minded? As you read the book on the force of righteousness and listen to the series on living by faith, you'll learn how to become more aware of God on the inside of you and be led by the Holy Spirit to draw from His word sown in your heart. To receive your gift today, go to kcm.org. I want to say thank you, partners, for your faithful giving and support. Together, we have been able to send this uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. One of those available voices is through print media. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine was first printed in 1973. And today, this free monthly publication continues to deliver the word of God to families everywhere, transforming lives across the globe. Each month, you can find faith-filled articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, as well as testimonies and victory stories from our partners around the world. The content of the BVOV magazine is also on our website, kcm.org. So, we've been able to reach even more people with the gospel worldwide. If you want to start receiving the BVOV magazine, simply go to kcm.org to request your free subscription. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.